When we think of ballads like Bury Me Not on the Lone Prairie, Streets of Laredo, and other songs about lonesome cowboys, it's easy to picture trail drives frozen in time in the late 19th century. Well, although these melancholy laments will almost certainly be heard this week in Elko, Nevada, at the National Cowboy Poetry Gathering, there will also be new ones that deal with issues facing ranchers today. Curly Musgrave's Escalante Adios is about the federal government taking grazing lands away from ranchers in southern Utah to make a new national park. From the Western Folklife Center, here's the story behind the music as part of our occasional series, What's in a Song?
My name's Curly Musgrave. I'm from Lake Arrowhead, California. I'm the writer of Escalante Adios.
In the Escalante shadows, I turned my pony home. We brought that herd down one last time from the high range where they roam.
To me, it's just about a cowboy who can no longer ride a range that's been closed by the government, and so it's the grief about that and the confusion about that from a cowboy standpoint.
But old Uncle Sam don't give a damn when he said, let's close that range. Adios, Escalante.
I notice how many people actually grieve with me as I perform this, and how many people come up to me afterwards, again still with tears in their eyes, and say, you know, my family were some of the first people to, you know, ranch in this area, and it about killed my father. It's not something they even really think about. It's just something that they live and breathe so automatically, and it is as if a lung was literally taken out, and you had to learn to breathe all over again and think about it day in and day out.
Or climb your stairs to heaven, Escalante, adios.
I don't necessarily have an argument with what the end is trying to achieve. My misgivings are around the means. There could have been better dialogue so that fewer people could have felt their lives wrenched away from them. A lot of cattle families had, for generations, run cattle in those areas and were good stewards of the land. And then in the creation of the Monument Act, they were required to get the livestock out of those areas, and some couldn't, some wouldn't, and the argument ensued.
We'll fall of hoof or ball of calf, air fade from your mind. No more will graze your grass and sage.
And as I rode this land about a year ago, riding through a lot of the Red Rock country, I could still feel the essence. And yet there was a sadness in the land, in my view, in my heart. I could feel something within that says something's missing, something's changed. And while it stands as a monument, it's not necessarily the proud monument that it could be if the animals were still here and the life was still here.
Escalante.
You can see a photo of Curly Musgrave and learn more about the National Cowboy Poetry Gathering on our website, npr.org. What's in a Song is produced by Hal Cannon and Taki Telenitas of the Western Folklife Center.